This is J-Star.
What
up? Long time, not first time.
Yeah, I'll be out in the space.
So what do boundaries mean to you?
Boundaries mean to me is what you will and will not stand for in yourself. Like, say if, like, it's basically what you said in the previous episode and whatnot. But it's like, I had to learn different things because of where, like, how I grew up.
Yeah.
And go straight into, like, regular society. And it doesn't mesh well because I came up a little aggressive and it's not acceptable. And I'm accepting certain aggressions. Like, I expect certain people to behave like how I was behaving.
Mm-hmm.
And they expect me to behave how they were behaving. And it was, like, confusing to me at the beginning. I was like, oh, it's supposed to be okay. And they was like, no, it's not supposed to be okay. And I'm telling them it's supposed to be okay for them to do it. And they're like, no, 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 you can't. I had to relearn boundaries. And it was very confusing because I was taught a certain way where, though, like, if someone says something, that's what it's supposed to be. Not like, oh, go do this and do that. And it's not the whole situation. Well, I'm explaining it wrong. But let's say if my mom or says, oh, you do this and you're done for the day.
Yeah.
And my boss says, you do this and you're done for the day. And then they come back and call me like, yo, come back in. You got to do this. You have to do this. But I'm already clocked out. I'm like, all
right. Right. If,
you know, like, your word is your word. But in the workforce, it doesn't work like that. Because certain obligations are different. So that's, like, the confusing part of me. Because it's like as of now, I'm a salary man. So my obligations is to do what I'm obligated to do regardless of what time it is.
That's a fact. That hourly, that's not on my job description. It's only cute when it is hourly.
Fact. Yeah, it's only cute. And that's the attitude I kind of had because...
Yeah,
I was accustomed to hourly. So it's like, again, I had to retransition learning boundaries of what I can and cannot do. Or should I say, I guess.
So placing it on the workplace is an interesting factor because when it comes to dealing with people, especially in the public, you're already dealing with microaggressions of them and the boundaries that they impose on you. Based on society standards or their personal biases, unfortunately, which sucks, especially if you're Black. Hello.
Word.
But so even more so, it's kind of like more details that you have to take into account before being able to assess and then input your boundaries, which I feel like isn't fair. But
damn it.
It sucks. But at the same time, doing that will garner, I don't want to say the best results, but better results because those factors are aligning in order to set your boundaries.
Yeah, I had to learn that the hard way because growing up, like, you dealt with somebody's, like, you didn't know what a microaggression was, but you peeped it.
And yeah, it's because we, unfortunately, like... It's ingrained in us. I don't want to be corny and say we're born with it, but it's just something that we have to deal with to the point that we're in practice before we even can define it.
Because it's like, growing up, you'll be like, what's that slick shit you try to say? Oh, you try to do, but now you're like, you try to say that, and then it's like, it'll backfire because that slick shit becomes big shit. You know,
that's a fact. And then they'll try to use that as...
And then you're kind the bad guy, to hang girl, over
your head, right? You know? Exactly, to make you the villain. Oh, this isn't funny, but it is.
Yeah, it's hilariously sad, you know.
It is because some people are probably listening. Like, what? That's dumb. You can't. That's so colorist. You can't make that a race thing. You can though.
Yeah, and not necessarily a race thing. It can be a person that doesn't just like you just to not like you. That person can be the same race or creed as you.
Or let me even broaden it, because I know these politically correct people out here would love this.
Exactly.
You can make it an identity thing. There you go.
That person just doesn't like who you are.
Yeah, exactly. And whatever you your identity is in general, that's essentially something that you have to
you can bend, even be the same concede. Type of person. He or she,
that's a fact,
just doesn't like you because you pose a threat to them.
Yeah, and sometimes you're not even approaching them in a threatening manner.
You don't even know that exists.
Because you can succeed. And 9 times out of 10, they do trust you. They just want to, you know, hold the power over your head.
Exactly. That's all, you know.
Just a power trip.
That's the worst. It's sad.
But yeah, that does go with along with what I was saying about knowing yourself and your limits because, yeah. Unfortunately, it does start with self. I feel like
you gotta woo in everybody's
path when it comes to, yeah, because you have to know what you're okay with and what you're not okay with. And even with that, the situational differences when it comes to setting boundaries or even considering them before you do have them set in stone.
And sometimes you have to learn to bend. That's what I had to learn.
For sure.
Like I said, because being on salary, called when you're called. So it's like you got to learn to bend because sometimes certain aspects you'll be like, I'm not for that, I'm not doing that, but then you really could do it. Like in your mind you already told yourself you couldn't do it or you wouldn't do it, but then it's not that serious, but you do it anyway, and after you do it you're like, oh, I could do it next time, but don't let them
I could have just did that either. Already exactly. That's kind of again work. Listen, pay attention. When it comes to certain aspects of your job, let's say it is something that's not in your job description, but you are, for whatever reason and this purpose, you're an expert at doing such task. You don't have to let them know that because you know why? You're going to become the go-to person to do said task from now on.
I did that.
I'm sure you have. I'm pretty sure we all have. Yeah, we all have done that.
It doesn't.
I'll be like, wait, what?
It doesn't pay to be good at your job. To be honest, these days, it doesn't.
Honestly, if unless they're paying you to be that good at your job. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, why bother?
Why bother? Like, yeah.
Unless it's your own business, obviously, you have to do what you can to sustain that and, you know, exceed expectations. If the compensation isn't correct, come on now.
If they scuff at what you ask for, just walk away.
That's a fact. Because it has to be a mutual respect thing. Because I feel like a lot of people put... of course, high regard to their jobs and positions, but mm-hmm. they kind of set that above themselves when it comes down to it. What? So this can be either something as granular as going to work when you're sick. Why are you doing that? Or when you're not even 100%. Like, it doesn't even have to be sick. When you're not feeling up to working. You know you can take a day off, right?
Why do you earn that? I don't know if they told you.
It's like, I have sick leave? Yes, that you never touch. So, yeah.
It's been 4 years, Jamie. Go ahead. Take that day.
You know, these sick days don't roll over depending on where you at.
Because mine's dead.
Ba-dum-bum-ba-dum.
I'll take those.
It's true. And it's kind of like you don't want to set false expectations for other people to perceive you as such. Because even that can result in a miscommunication and interpretation of yourself. Because if they're thinking like, oh, J-Star is just a workhorse, he's just going to do whatever we tell him to do. And, oh, it's after hours. Well, he'll stay after to do it. Meanwhile, you got plans to do something after work.
Mm-hmm. And honestly, that's a true story. She wasn't even there. That's a true story.
How do you know this? What happened?
It's happened many of times. Because I was always taught as a child, you got to work twice as hard as some people. So,
yep. See, the thing is, I think we do anyway.
Yeah, it's just,
but at what scale? The scale was never clear.
Mm-hmm. Like, where was the one that I had to get to 2? I don't know where the one is.
Listen, people don't even be working at work. Let's just be clear. You work an 8 hours, 9 hour shift. You're not working all 9, 8 hours. Mm-mm. Shut up. Unless you are like that or in certain professions. 9 out of 10, you in health, I'm not talking to you. You know who I'm talking to. Right. If you're in an office setting, an organizational setting, more so corporate or whatever, yeah, I'm talking to you. You're not working 8 hours. Sorry. Everybody knows. To get your certain job done, it takes a certain amount of hours, whatever. Then you basically just stumble and bumble around. If you feel like arguing, feel free in the comments. I don't mind, but sure. You don't have to justify that to me. I'm not your boss. That takes me back to my other point, which was step three. So step three combines not being afraid to say no or knowing your range, because obviously you have to present your best self to people. Well, not that you have to, but it would be your best interest to do so, especially when setting boundaries.
Yeah, so you really want to set boundaries. Ask questions, like, on that first week. Ask a lot of questions. And then increment of, like, your ability in there. Just wean it in. Don't just go full throttle like, yeah, you got it. Because then you'll end up putting yourself in a bad position. You don't want to be that.
Like, who's the boss? You don't want to just go into the job, act like you know everything?
Yeah, you don't want to do that. Even if you know everything. And meaning, like, this is why I tell you ask questions, because you'll see what they do. Like, they'll tell you their bare minimum or maximum, supposedly, but then you'll walk around and actually get to the gritty and see that they all do the bare minimum.
Yeah.
So
that's a fact, because you don't want to do too much.
You don't want to do too much, because first of all, they're going to look at you like the kiss ass, and you know you ain't no kiss ass.
Yeah. So,
but you just expect
you're going to end up with all the work.
Yeah,
don't do it.
Let's say if you come from another environment where though that you actually do work like that, right? And then you come into this environment where they behave in a, like, unprofessional manner, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And that's funny. That brings a situation for me. This isn't about me, but I'm going to talk about it anyway. No, it's funny, though, because we had a situation where we were going through the hiring process to bring somebody new in on the team. So already did first round interviews, second round. This is pretty much third round in-person interviews. So, this is so dumb. We can talk about interviewing on another episode, because, dog, people, three interview. Why? Anyway, sure, my bad. That's how angry I was. So three interviews.
Be like that.
And this person, this candidate, let me say, came in, had everything prepared on paper, not PowerPoint presentation wise. Not that they had a visual position anyway, but they felt like that was a bad thing or whatever when it came down to it. Irrelevant, but I just find it funny because anyway. Let me not say that part. But when it came to the overall vibe check, because I feel like that's what your second interview is. Third interview is basically really trying to, like, narrow it down between you and somebody else. Anything further than that, you are doing way too much. But one of the questions the executive director actually asked was like, how are you with cursing? And for me, I'm just like, and y'all already know my mouth. Like, hello. Like, well, sometimes I can control that question. Yeah. I can control myself to a point where you wouldn't even think that I do. And some episodes I do that, others I don't. But in a workplace, corporate setting, like work, I'm not out here swearing up and down like that. Like, depending on how comfortable you are in general talk, I feel like, yeah, you have that level of professionalism when it does come to cursing. We're all adults, obviously, when it comes down to it. But visually, what I do, I'm not going to be cursing on my designs, am I? Am I going to be producing stuff in a professional manner?
I thought that's what the question was.
Cursing in my communication?
I thought it was like, you're going to be on someone's poster? But
that's the thing. I wasn't the candidate. Like, right. That's my perspective, though. Like, I'm just giving it to you from my perspective. So you're asking somebody who's not even in here yet. So an incumbent, a possible employee of the company, how do they feel about cursing? I just found it weird.
Yeah, that's what I was
confused. I wanted to share. I'm just like, yo, why are you, like, do you just want to?
Like, does somebody want a, like, poster that says, fuck eggs? Like, what's happening?
Child, I guess. I don't know. And let me not even say, because that's even more information than it seems. But, yeah. In that case, the boundary really wasn't set. It was basically imposed upon that person. Like, yo, we curse here. So you with it? Nah, get lost. It's like, okay.
Also, it was basically like, yo, get out your feelings.
In a way, I don't know if the executive director in that moment felt like they had to express themselves via cursing or whatever, or just felt that comfortable with the person. And the wild thing is, we didn't even end up hiring them. Can you imagine?
Like, we believe in free speech, okay. But roll it back,
and
buddy.
This goes back to the perception that I'm talking about. So imagine leaving that impression on somebody you don't get the job. Now, what do you think about the organization?
Mm-hmm.
Wild. They ain't got no boundaries. Hello? Like, full circle here. Right. How dare you ask me if I curse you, you'll fucking hire me. That should have been in the thank you letter, yo. That would have been me. Like, super petty. It's so wild.
Like we would have, but you fucked up.
That's a fact. Everybody just out here.
Imagine just said,
yo.
Yo, you see this? Like, it says I fucked up.
It's like, I did? Damn, maybe I should have cursed my interview. Like, can you, what? Wow.
And then you might go to the next interview cursing. Like,
would have made it to the top. Instant promo. And that's funny, because that's step two, treating others how you want to be treated, because obviously that is age old advice here, but it's true. If you want someone to respect your boundaries, you have to respect theirs as well. Unfortunately. But fortunately.
Yeah, that old two to tango saying.
Yeah, like it's a two-way street or whatever, however you would like to put it. Some people's boundaries, even your own, they may be some pie-in-the-sky type stuff. But going back to what Jay said earlier, is being flexible when it comes to certain aspects, because you're not going to be 100% with anybody's boundaries like that. If it's easy enough to, you know, agree to, cool, but
agree to disagree
their entire list. Yeah. Or I'm just not even going to touch that situation and try to avoid it.
Walk away. Just walk away. That's what I do. That's my favorite advice. Like,
listen,
you get that look like you, bruh. You know, the look. You give them that yeah look and then just walk away.
That's a fact. Especially you getting older now. I'm not about to sit here and battle and argue with you. Why? I could literally argue you down. What good is that going to do me at the end of the day?
Like, we
literally just wasted both of our times. Nah. No, thank you. But yeah, recognizing people's boundaries, that's the least you could do. I feel like as long as it isn't taking you out of yourself completely, that's what I consider reasonable.
Mm-hmm. Some people will have, and I'm not saying not take the thing that's just about to add an hour to your day. No, I'm talking about the things that's going to add like a week or a month to your day.
Yep.
You know, like, don't be all aggressive because you have some plans and somebody actually stay an extra hour. It's not that serious. And I understand you have plans. It happens.
Yeah.
But trip about the thing that is going to add like that extra week or month to your already backed up file that you got, you know?
True. Just consider the larger picture and the circumstances, because it was like a case of it's Friday afternoon. Somebody forgot to do a complete project.
Mm.
This is very loose, but clearly this has happened to me a million times before. But follow me. I forgot that we needed a graphic for this event. Can you do it real quick? What? How did you just randomly forget that?
At this time. At this time.
At this time, a week before the event. And it's not like I just be sitting there dumb with no questions, no inquiries, no strategy, like no calendar. The planning is there. You just didn't request it. Mm-hmm. So again, with my boundary, I'm not going to basically be in your inbox or your messages like, hey, I think we need this.
Dave and Grace.
I think we need this. Like, right. I ain't your reminder. And I'm also not the boss. So my boundary is an underling. That's in this thing case.
About being the go-to.
That's like, a fact.
Someone, all right, fuck. Like, look, I got somebody going to hit it right out the park regardless.
And then about a month ago or so, and our whole staff, you said no. What happened?
And every time, it's always the biggest account in the world. I swear to God.
That's a fact. And then all of a sudden, it's a fire that you have to put out by yourself. It's like, oh, okay, great.
Why is it so important now?
Because they forgot about it and they dropped the ball. And they
as
don't
important
look bad.
As it was.
They don't want to look bad now, because that's who it's going to fall down on if it's not get, you know, if it doesn't get done. So wild. And the fact that this happens in different industries and it's still relatable. It's just like, why?
Doesn't matter what you do.
Everybody no, it doesn't.
So it's not just you.
Not at all. Because people really be bugging with these like last minute requests. Like, yo, we've literally been doing, let me not even say we. You've literally been doing nothing chilling all this time. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, last minute, everything just got to go out because you forgot something. Understandable when it's like a critical situation, because obviously life isn't always planned. We get that. But when it is due to a person not doing what they should be doing, causing you to be bendable and malleable to whatever situation that just occurred, yeah. In that situation, what you can do is set the boundary for next time or reinforce your boundaries. That would be a good opportune time to be like, yeah, I know that we had that little situation come up, but next time I would like a heads up just so I'm not doing the most.
Get in the mirror and practice for stuff. You know, like, all right, they're going to ask you this. How are you going to react? That works.
That's a fact.
That works. Trust me.
And pause too. So like if something does happen like that, don't automatically just pop off and be like, no. Mm-hmm. And the rest.
The best time to do that is when you're mad though.
Of course, because people have to understand.
Wake up, you stub your toe, you're already at a bad day, you almost bust your ass in the shower. I'm telling you. All types
of mortars you have.
Nah, you know, you have a bad day, you know. You wake up and everything just goes wrong. You hit every light on the way to work.
That is wild as hell.
Like, this light is never red. But today,
What are your most important non-negotiable key elements for yourself?
For myself? Yeah. Mostly personal space. That's non-negotiable.
Still employ the 6-foot rule, even though we're not in COVID times anymore.
Yeah, I have a thing about being touched, so I've always kind of been that guy. Like, and especially in the work environment, like older people tend to be really handsy.
Oh god, and in your face.
So they tend to like grab shoulders. I'm a small guy, so you know they tend
to grab shoulders. What is that?
It's weird. Like, and hey, buddy. And like, hey, 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 just stop.
You know, so personal space, you weirdo,
is non-negotiable.
So personal space is non-negotiable.
Any setting.
Two more.
Time.
Time?
Yeah.
Okay.
I am a stickler for time. I tend to be punctual when I'm obligated for things.
Yeah.
I expect that person to respect my time as much as I respect their time. So, yeah, it's mostly time. Because I can get somewhere early so I can knock things out early.
Oh, that's a fact, yeah.
Like, I'm one of those dudes because I was always taught early bird gets the worm. If you do it fast enough and correctly enough, don't mean just because you've done it right. I mean, fast is right. So do it correctly and as quickly as possible and safe depending on your field of work.
Like just eliminating the BS too, like saving time and just optimizing what you're working on and doing.
Right. So it's like respect my time because I'll come in, knock it out, make sure there's nothing else to be done. Like, hey, you need anything else? You're good. All right. I'm ready to roll. And then call me later. Like, dude, I've been here for the past 45 minutes, and then you call me when I'm driving, like, 10 minutes up the street. Like, don't do that.
I just saw you. Like, you did, but I've been gone for 5. What do you want?
What do you want? Like, don't do that.
Yeah.
And that goes for pretty much every setting, because family and friends will tend to take advantage of the time that you have.
Oh, that's a fact.
And not necessarily saying it's on purpose, but, like,
oh, it's on purpose.
80% of the time, it's on purpose.
Just go ahead, say, take advantage of you. It's fine.
80% of the time, it's on
purpose. Just admit it. They think you don't have a life.
For real. Everyone that loves you think you don't have a life.
That's a big fact. Yeah. And they love to tell you how to delegate your own time. Mm-hmm.
For real. So it's like you have your friends that'll do that to you, too. Come on. That 5 more minutes turns into 4 hours, so
and you ain't doing nothing else.
You ain't, yeah, exactly. Like, all those sayings, like, come on, you owe me, and it's something that very detrimental to you. your progress that day. So, yeah. So every setting, time.
Yeah. You know, so personal space, time.
Personal space, time. I really don't. That's mainly it, to be honest. I can't think of another one.
I mean, it's fair. You don't have to think of three. I always just do three because
that's like the main thing. Just like personal space and time. Like that's it. Because everything else I can handle.
He's flexible, people. He's exactly. trying to say he's flexible. But don't waste his time and back up off him.
Mm-hmm. Because I'm doing my best to waste no one's time at all times.
That's a fact. Because, I feel terrible if I waste people's time.
Yeah, because it fucks me up if I'm wasting. If I believe I'm wasting your time, it fucks me up. So I'm basically being selfish. So
and not even like on like some rigid type shit. Like when stuff isn't according to plan or planned out, like, hey, we were supposed to meet up at 3 or whatever. Something is a workout. Like, of course you don't feel bad. If you don't feel bad, you're weird and you have empathy in you. You just want to make sure you get something done, obviously.
But it's like those people, but there are people that like for people
to end up.
It's weird. You know,
I don't know why people are like that. That is such a weird.
They know they won't do it, but they love when you ask them.
Oh, that's a fact.
It's weird.
People, that's like, what is that? Plugitis? Can we call that? Yeah. They want to be the plug?
Yeah, they want to be the guy. Like, you don't know the guy. You don't know that person.
It's like, I'm the guy. Like, but you're not, though.
You're not even the middleman.
You're reliable enough to be the guy.
Not even the middleman.
It's crazy, yo.
But, yeah. It's like that. So, it's pretty simple, you know? Think as long as you get those two taken care of, you'll be fine. I think because it applies to, like I was saying, everything. No matter what it is, it's like in all facets of life, like work, home, health, you know, because if you put the time and the space into it, you succeed well.
There it is. A full circle moment. And I didn't even have to do it. You see people, you see the reason why we're here. We always bring things full circle.
Yeah. It's like a circle. It's like a circle.
This is when somebody sings a circle of life, but I'm not going to do it this week. So yeah. Appreciate you for joining the Boundaries episode.
No problem. Anytime.
Peace.
Peace and blessings.